Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
From the Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio at the George Washington Broadcast Center.
Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Look, let me deal with the elephant in the room.
Yeah.
I think our bosses owe you an apology for putting you in this situation, because I don't know what to believe. She is now a paid contributor by NBC News. So I have no idea whether any answer she gave to you was because she didn't want to mess up her contract. She wants us to believe that she was speaking for the RNC when the RNC was paying for her. So she has credibility issues that she still has to deal with.
Yeah.
Is she speaking for herself, or is she speaking on behalf of who's paying her?
This is hilarious to me. I'm following this media story. So NBC hired this Ronna McDaniel woman, who used to be the chair of the RNC, the Republican National Committee, and Trump wanted somebody different, so she stepped down, and now she's a paid pundit on NBC. Yes?
Before we go much further, can I point out, please, for the record, that I hate Chuck Todd? That sanctimonious little, I probably shouldn't use that word on the air. If he were to walk up and say, Joe, your house is on fire, I'd say, shut up.
You know,
no, seriously, your house is shut up. I don't want to hear anything from you, Chuck Todd. Not a thing.
You know, he and Steve Hayes are good friends, and Steve Hayes says he's a great guy, so he must be a good guy. Because I really believe Steve Hayes is a good guy, who was on the same panel on NBC on Sunday for Meet the Press. And so this Ronna McDaniel, who was in Trump world, obviously, she was the chair of the RNC, and she did a lot of standing up for Trump during her tenure. So I've been complaining for a while now how weird it is that when I watch the Sunday talk shows, or any show really, there's not a single human being representing the point of view of the current leading candidate for president. I mean, that just seems weird. How do you have a news program dedicated to politics and you don't have one person ever standing up for the view of what appears to be like 50% of America? That just
seems
weird. Yeah, I
would say even more significantly than standing up for Trump's point of view, the folks who vote for him, who believe in him.
Yeah, that's what I mean, not standing up for Trump.
Sure.
But half the country, it looks like, there's a new poll out that Biden gained some ground. But anyway, it's a coin toss right now. It's 50-50, Trump being president of the United States. And you're going to go all the way up to Election Day without representing half of the country's point of view? That seems nuts. So anyway, NBC hires a Republican who would be probably representing that point of view to a certain extent. And you heard Chuck Todd there talking to Kristen Welker, the host of Meet the Press, when they went to the roundtable, saying, first of all, I'd just like to apologize. the management has put you in such an awful position to have to talk to this woman. Who knows if what she's saying is true or not? Wait a second. So when I flip on TV and see all these former heads of this or that, who we all know were in the tank and lying. So you got the guy who used to run the CIA, guy who used to run the NSC. You got Peter Strzok at CNN. You got all of these liars on all of these shows. Al Sharpton, who's been on NBC every day of my life. You got all of these freaking liars that we know aren't honest brokers at all on right. all the time. And you have one person from the other side come on, and all of a sudden you act like the world is coming apart.
It's an outrage that cannot be forgiven nor tolerated. How do we know whether she's speaking for herself or the people writing her checks? Yeah, that's an excellent question, Todd. Chuck, you know what's shocking to me? Partly influenced by your description of that Steve Hayes, who's a great journalist and a serious conservative, is friends with him, is he sounds sincere.
Oh, yeah.
Me.
He sounds to be seriously bothered.
Bias I get, delusion is an entirely different question.
Well, here's a little more. Here's a whole bunch of different NBC and MSNBC hosts over the last 72 hours just flabbergasted that this could happen.
There's a reason why there's a lot of journalists at NBC News uncomfortable with this, because many of our professional dealings with the RNC over the last 6 years have been met with gaslighting, have been met with character assassination.
We weren't asked about our opinion on the hiring, but if we were, we would have strongly objected for several reasons, including but not limited to Ms. McDaniel's role in Donald Trump's fake elector scheme.
But we've also said election deniers is not just they can do that on our airwaves, but that they can do that as one of us, as badge-carrying employees of NBC News, as paid contributors to our sacred airwaves.
We were told this weekend in clear terms, Ronna McDaniel will not be on our air. And I say that because there has been an effort since by other parts of the company to muddy that up in the press and make it seem like that's not what happened at MSNBC. I can assure you that is what happened at MSNBC.
Okay, so I could watch today and sit there on the couch with you, any listener, and point out all the different people they have on all the different shows that are completely full of crap. They've been outed many times over the years. They're getting paid to contribute. How am I supposed to know if they're being honest or not? It's just ridiculous. Peter Strzok, who we saw his texts, who is out to get Donald Trump as an FBI agent, is their go-to on CNN for anything regarding intelligence. That former NSA guy, or which a whole bunch of different people that signed on to that Hunter Biden's laptop has all the hallmarks, earmarks of misinformation. All those people that signed on
Russian
to that load of crap.
Information, right.
Russian yeah. misinformation. All those people that signed on to that load of crap letter, they're on shows all the time spouting their nonsense.
Sure, and they interview an Adam Schiff and treat him as if he's one of the great sages in the history of the Republic.
Oh, so your complaint, Chuck Todd, is that she came on NBC and gaslighted people. Oh, that never happens with anybody from the DNC or Adam Schiff, who lied endlessly. He's about to become a U.S. senator from California. Lied endlessly about all the proof that he had about the Russian collusion, and you'll see in due time and all that sort of stuff. He was on
well,
all
not
those
only
shows.
That. And not only that, but we've compiled a collage for you, Jack, a collage of personalities on MSNBC stating that the proof was in, that Donald Trump colluded with the Russians. It's a 15-hour long collage. So if y'all would like to go to the bathroom and get yourself a snack or something, it's going to take quite a while. Yeah, it's either dishonest or delusional or both.
Okay, I get all worked up. My voice gets high. I don't make sense. Let's hear from somebody who talks with a low voice and slowly and makes sense. Britt Hume on Fox.
This seems to me to be an example of the hermetically sealed bubble in which these people on the left live, because they simply can't see it from the other side. They don't. It doesn't strike them as at all strange that in a world, in an atmosphere populated with political formers of various jobs with campaigns and politicians, that it's silly to be all spun up about one of them you don't like.
Yeah, it's like I talk about, you watch CNN, they have the biggest panels on CNN. They'll have 9 people there and they all agree on whatever debate they watched or story they're talking about. 9 people with different versions of how they agree on something. what the hell? And then so you bring somebody in from the RNC and this is, I apologize to you, Kristen. The management has put you in a terrible position having to talk to somebody from what half of America sees as the, you know, right side of politics.
It's like the guest rushed into the studio and beat her or something. They booked a known maniac who ended up beating on her. It's just, again... It's either incredibly dishonest or shockingly delusional, these people.
I think it's the second one, which is more troubling.
Mm-hmm.
I think they actually don't think half the country's point of view should be represented at all. That's nuts.
Or they take Trump's worst moment and essentially indict the character of Ronna McDaniel top to bottom based on that worst moment, as opposed to the totality of her life and her work and the rest of it.
My history of watching television and reading these people is whoever is the chair of either the RNC or the DNC, man, you talk about paid liars. I mean, those people are always so full of crap. But there's all kinds of DNC chairs that are regularly guests on other shows all the time.
Sure, Fox News had Donna Brazile on all the time, for instance.
The delusion part that's most amazing to me is that they don't see all these other guests who have been gaslighting America with a variety of stories to boost their side as perfectly legitimate journalists. But when somebody does it from the Republican side, well, that's just, I apologize, and his voice is kind of shaking there, that they even put you in this position to have to talk to this person. What are you freaking talking about?
All right, settle down. Yeah, I know. It's ridiculous.
It's hilarious.
I think it is hilarious and entertaining. It's a great example of you can get mad about it if you want, or you can just be amused at what clowns these people are. So I'm going with clown. Emoji.
I guess I'm bothered because I want information, and it's hard to get information from people who are going to do this.
What was it Elton John said many, many years ago? It's like trying to find gold in a silver mine. Just don't bother. You're not going
to
find it there.
How about trying to find a Coupe de Ville at the bottom of a Cracker Jack box? The great meatloaf.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Yes.
And a great meatloaf is one of the pleasures of life, man.
Oh, I would eat my
mashed
mom's
potatoes.
If my mom's meatloaf was in front of me right now, I'd eat the whole thing.
Oh, man, I love meatloaf.
I do, too.
Grew up hearing people making jokes about meatloaf.
I'll fight
being
you.
Like a bad option for dinner.
I'll fight. I'll strip to the waist and fight you. Don't you badmouth meatloaf.
Wow, going Abe Lincoln on him, huh? I can respect that. Yeah, love meatloaf. What were we talking about? Doesn't matter. So, coming up, colleges have re-embraced standardized testing. And in a related story, the hidden trap, call it the Achilles heel of DEI programs, which need to be ended everywhere they exist immediately. The more the courts look at them, the more they are becoming a joke. And they will be ending soon. We'll explain why.
Cool. Lots on the way.
Armstrong and Getty.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
What's the width on the mower deck?
I believe this one's 72 inches.
Ooh, that's nice stuff. I like this mower.
You like the mower?
I really like the one with the cab. That's probably
the... Oh, if I'm going to mow grass, I won't be comfortable. I won't be in air conditioning.
I like all the stuff you got here. Interx, sprayer. John Deere's a nice company. They've been in business since 1837.
It's a little kid at a tractor show. Really enjoying looking at
tractors. He's 8 years old.
That's fantastic. I remember when my kids were the age where they just loved seeing a dump truck or a road grader or any giant piece of equipment. That was fun.
That's a bright little kid, too.
Yep.
Wow.
So there is a new detail out on that whole giant container ship crashing into a bridge in Baltimore, killing some people. It's a horrible story. They were able to call in a mayday because they had to have some time. But anyway, they were able to call in a mayday, and so the authorities were able to stop traffic from going on the bridge, so there weren't a whole bunch more cars
on the bridge. Oh, wow.
That is okay. The latest. So that's kind of interesting.
Boy, the way that thing just collapses into the water. Oh, just crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. Check out the video if you get a chance. Ian Bremmer put out a poll from YouGov. How likely Americans think another world war is in the next 5 to 10 years? Where are you on the likelihood of a world war in the next 5 to 10 years? You're a quibbler, so I know what you're going to say.
What am I going to say?
What do you mean by world war? Define world war. How many countries have to be involved?
That's some good quibbling right there. As a quibbler, I admire good quibbling when I hear it. No, I honestly don't want to quibble with that one. I assume it would be a multi... polar, various sides lining up with each other, multi-nation war.
Us in Europe against China and Russia or something like that?
Something like that, yeah. God help humanity if that happens. But
yeah. Yes or no?
What? Oh, it's just a yes or no?
Well, how likely? Very somewhat or not very not at all?
Somewhat.
Yeah, I'm a somewhat too. 61% are very somewhat.
Now we could be accused of cowardice for not making a more definitive choice, but I just, there are a lot of reasons nobody wants one.
Boy, 5 to 10? I might go very on 5 to 10. Somewhat on 5, very, extend it to 10. God, it's just, boy, all the arrows are pointing that direction. The not very not at all, I think you're, I don't know, I don't know what you are, living in a fantasy land.
What would a world war be?
There are a lot of reasons not to have one. That is exactly what they thought leading up to World War I, man. Oh, with finances where they are today and our interconnected economies, there's no way. Yeah. The most recent Lex Fridman podcast that I listened to, we've mentioned him quite a few times. He does like these 3-hour podcasts. He did Elon Musk a while back. And anyway, he had this woman on who we should have on, who's written a new book about nuclear war. Maybe the best book ever about the likelihood, what it would be like, how it would occur, et cetera, et cetera. She's talked to so many different people, former SecDefs, generals, people from other countries, scientists, everything. So, you know, the likelihood of it, how it would play out, the mechanics of the order that would occur, how much time you got once somebody else launches a missile, all this stuff. And it was flipping fascinating. And terrifying and amazing that it has not happened yet. And someday it will happen, and the world will think, why weren't we paying more attention to this?
Well, I have a good idea. Why don't you spend the next few days contemplating nuclear holocaust? I'll be watching the Sweet 16, Go Illini, and we can compare notes after the weekend and see which one of us is happier. Well, actually, given the Illini's history, you'll probably be happier. But, I admit to being fascinated by that on one level, but I don't know. It's too much. It's too heavy.
Here's the most interesting part to me And I don't know if she gets into it in the book. And I wish I could remember where I read this or heard this or saw this. It was a conversation that we've had a couple of presidents that likely would have absorbed that first wave as opposed to responded to it. Because that's a decision you can make. And I didn't realize Putin changed their stance in Russia. They were absorbed the first wave. They were claiming there were. Nobody knew whether that was true or not. But he went from... Russia went from claiming that they would not retaliate immediately to definitively we will retaliate. Nobody knows exactly what our stance is, but there is belief that a Jimmy Carter or a Barack Obama or certainly a Joe Biden, Russia, the missiles get fired. You got 6 minutes to decide whether to respond or not. You can respond, in which case there's a decent chance you're going to blow up the world, and you could make the argument, what's the point of responding then? Or you could absorb it and then... You know, try to pick up the pieces and see where you go from there. Always having the option to respond, probably.
Right. The idea being the entire world unites against the perpetrator of the nuclear attack, and you can get whatever you want out of them because you can threaten to obliterate them and blah, blah, blah. But
it's a fascinating topic, man. And you'd get, I wonder if every president makes that decision at some point ahead of time so that they know what they're going to do when they get, and try to picture our current president. Making a decision within 6 minutes of whether or not to retaliate or not.
Well, get it's Gorbachev, in the middle of the night.
Get Gorbachev
and he's
on the phone.
Day.
Gorbachev wouldn't do this.
Oy vey. Thanks for that. Oh. I'm having enough trouble sleeping at night.
That's a troubling scenario.
Armstrong and Getty.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Mother's Day is coming, and Mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get Mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get Mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting Mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get Mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for Mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for Mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Man, when you see pictures from the right angle of that giant container ship smashing into that bridge in Baltimore, it's, man, that thing is enormous.
That much mass moving at any speed is just more energy than you can comprehend.
Right.
You crash that energy into a bridge. I don't care what bridge it is and how it's built. It's going down. It's amazing it doesn't happen more, but that speaks to the skill of the harbor pilots and the other folks. Anyway, time is a cruel, cruel boss, and there's so much I would like to get to in this segment. The Goldwater Institute doing some great work battling DEI programs, specifically at Arizona State University, but in journalism programs around the country, and their writing on it is... It's troubling, but it's hilarious because of the garbage that these kids are being fed. But we don't really have time for that. Also, a great piece in the Washington Post, of all places, about how SAT and ACT scores are back because universities are realizing, you know, all of our trying to hide the fact that various kids from various ethnic groups underachieve or have lower numbers, blah, blah, blah. All of our attempts to hide that and then fix it by just shoving these kids into colleges where they can't possibly succeed because they're not prepared, not because they're bad people or anything. They're just not ready. All of those programs are failing. And if you want a prediction of how well somebody's going to do in college, look to their standardized test scores. It's the best thing that's ever been developed.
Really? So anyway, interesting.
And I think, and we've talked about this a lot through the years, if you call yourself a conservative, the one thing you have to be is a realist. We can't allow ourselves pie-in-the-sky, quasi-religious beliefs about government programs or whatever. That's not being a conservative. So, but no time for that. At least not much time right now. Because I need to have time for this. This is so good. Dan Lennington writing in the National Review about DEI. Which is allegedly diversity, equity, and inclusion. Remember, the woke crowd never uses a word for its real meaning. It's always hiding something. Diversity just means more people who think like me. That's what they want. But it's funnier than that, and courts are waking up to it. Whom is DEI supposed to help and why? He writes, it shouldn't be a trick question, but those responsible for pushing diversity, equity, and inclusion haven't thought much about the answer, which could be a fatal flaw for DEI programs nationwide. And he goes into everything from the redistribution of billions of dollars in the name of equity. Schools have race-based discipline policies, if you can imagine that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that different
so
discipline
horrible.
For different skin colors. Isn't that wonderful?
Oh, my God. So because of historical events, you're going to treat individual kids differently in their discipline? That's so nuts.
Oh, it is embracing the very spine of racism, that people are reduced to their race. They're not judged as individuals, celebrated as individuals. No, you are your race, period. It's horrifying, absolutely horrifying. And the idea that we could have less racism through more racism is A, stupid, and B, bizarre. Anyway, moving along. So you got academic reforms, scholarships. Woke corporations have spent billions in grants, loans, contracts, even jobs reserved for members of minorities. All of this illegal. These policies rely on one central dogma. Racial minorities are all, quote, disadvantaged or marginalized or underrepresented. All right, here's where it gets funny. The work of defining who's a minority raises a lot of questions. Since the 70s, the U.S. government has identified four minority categories. That's Asian, American Indian, African American or Black, and Hispanic. DEI programs have largely followed suit and in most parts still use these antiquated racial categories. But in the world of racial taxonomy, for example, Asians are apparently not people who come from Asia. You would be forgiven for thinking that might be what an Asian is. For instance, the Middle East, while obviously in Asia, is almost never considered part of Asia under DEI's racial calculus. And Northern Asia, from Afghanistan to Mongolia, is similarly not Asian enough to be Asian.
The Middle East is Asian?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. What about
Hispanic? So if you're from Iraq, yes. You're Asian?
Yeah.
Did not know that.
Yeah, we always just refer to the Middle East as its own thing when it's not really a continent. It's just a region. But so anyway, under DEI and various programs, being from Asia is not enough to be an Asian.
I feel like we need a different term, or we need to redefine that term.
Oh, yeah, that's the point of this whole thing.
Yeah, nobody means Iraq when they're talking about Asians. Nobody.
Well, yeah, and I'll skip to the punchline, although there's more fairly humorous detail to be heard here. But the idea that you're going to, and again, almost always illegally, discriminate against people or for people on the basis of their race and ethnicity, and you can't even pin down who's what. It's just absurd. It's one more reason that we can't have that in the United States. But anyway, so that's enough about Asians and non-Asian Asians who aren't Asian enough. What about Hispanic? Well, that term applies to individuals from Spanish-speaking countries. That's what it means. So individuals from Brazil, Belize, and Guyana are left out. They're all Portuguese-speaking, I think, or at least a couple of them are. To fix this, DEI programs sometimes use the term Latino, but individuals from Central America, South America, and the Caribbean countries don't use that term because it's Eurocentric. It's like Oriental versus Asian.
They don't like the term or don't use the term? I didn't know that.
It's just they don't use it mostly. And then you got the crowd trying to call Mexican people Latinx, and the Mexican people are thinking, what is the matter with you? Hey, white college girl, don't tell me how to use my own language, please.
I think it's the best idea in Herkstery.
Oh, boy. Even the term African-American is a misnomer, which is a word that people misuse a lot, ironically. A misnomer is something that's badly named and accurately named.
You gotta tell the story of when we were in South Africa in Cape Town. That was hilarious.
Which part of it?
Well, good tour guide on this little bus we were on where she saw some...
Oh.
She's referring to some black people there. She's calling them African-Americans.
That's right.
African-American South Africans as opposed to the white South Africans.
Excuse me. Point of order. American, what sense? They're I can't say black. African-American Africans.
As we stand in Africa.
Right. You people, you so big clown yourselves. And just try not to be a racist, all right? Anyway, even the term African-American is a misnomer. Individuals from North Africa, from Egypt to Morocco, are never considered African-American and, in fact, are labeled white by the federal government. They are literally African-American, but they are white.
If you're Egyptian, you're white, not African-American. Huh.
And if you're white from Africa... come to the United States, you're an African-American, white American.
You go a little north of Egypt, and you're Asian, I just found out.
Well, you cross the water there. It's a different continent. As far as Native Americans are concerned, the government and DEI program administrators have struggled, sometimes adding and sometimes ignoring Native Hawaiians, Native Alaskans, and the broad and clumsy term Pacific Islanders, which according to the federal government includes individuals from some parts of Indonesia, but not others. At bottom, all these categories are arbitrary at best and bigoted at worst. Now, if the Court of Armstrong and Getty is ready to rule on this, I know what we're going to rule, but more importantly... some of the actual pretty high-level United States courts are taking notice. In striking down racial preferences in the Federal Restaurant Revitalization Fund, can you imagine explaining to James Madison that, yeah, the federal government is spending billions of dollars revitalizing restaurants? He'd say, come on now, you're pulling my wig. No. Anyway, the Sixth Circuit Court Judge Amul Thapar criticized the program's racial line drawing as scattershot, writing, individuals who trace their ancestry to Pakistan and India qualify for special treatment, but those from Afghanistan, Iran, and Iraq do not. Those from China, Japan, and Hong Kong all qualify, but those from Tunisia, Libya, and Morocco do not. Another federal judge struck down the Small Business Administration's race-based contracting program, in part because it relied on arbitrary line drawing by excluding Central Asian Americans and Arab Americans. And just this month, Texas federal judge Mark Pittman ordered the Minority Business Development Agency to stop discriminating based on race, noting that the Biden administration was, quote, unable to offer any rubric used for these determinations of who's in and who's out.
I don't know if bigoted is the right term. It just sounds stupid.
Well, yeah, I think scattershot, sloppy, arbitrary. So you quite literally have some bureaucrat somewhere saying, you look downtrodden to me. You're from one country away. You're not Asian enough. You're not downtrodden enough. Get out.
So we just got our results back from... one of those you spit in the tube, they figure out where you're from things.
Yes, your ancestry DNA labs.
Mm-hmm. Right. And so my son did this. So it's half me, half his mom. And since I've never done it, she's never done it, we don't know which parts come from where, really. But anyway, in there, he had 1% native Mexican. So that would be like, as opposed to... people from Mexico that have Spanish origins, it'd be like Aztec, Inca, that sort of thing, I guess. Yeah.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, my son was so excited to find that out because this girl that he constantly has arguments with, who calls him a racist because he believes in the wall. Anyway, he's excited to find out he's 1% Mexican so he can fight back against that. And you're just saying that because I'm a Mexican.
Wow. Wow. Which goes to show how Looney Tunes and dopey all of this is.
Right. We are the biggest individual chunk from any one country for them was Norway, 25% Norwegian.
Mm.
And then 35% like England, Scotland, Wales, that area. So just a lot of very, very, I mean, you can't get any more white people.
That's what both Judy and I turned out to be, Scandinavian, English, Irish, Welsh. I mean, almost entirely. Like, apparently one Spaniard crept into the hen house at one point.
That's what happened here. Somebody got with a either a native Mexican dude or woman at some point. Mm-hmm. On one side of the family. I don't know which side.
Well, that's beautiful. Come on, where's Joe Biden? It's simple, Joey. They love each other. Anyway, just one more note on this topic, then we will move along. Even the Supreme Court is calling bull on the same stuff, calling universities. This is back when they had that ruling on racial preferences in universities. Called the universities' racial categories imprecise and overbroad. And I quote, by grouping together all Asian students, for instance, respondents are apparently uninterested in whether South Asian or East Asian students are adequately represented. Other racial categories, such as Hispanic, are arbitrary or undefined. Moreover, the court noted that some races, such as Arabs, Persians, Kurds, Turks, were left out altogether. The court was befuddled when attorneys defending affirmative action could not answer this simple question. Quote, how are applicants from Middle Eastern countries classified, such as Jordan, Iraq, Iran, and Egypt? They had no idea.
And I wonder, I'll bet if you, when you originally apply or fill out your paperwork, if you claim something, nobody's ever going to challenge you on it.
Well, yeah, I'm sure, especially on universities, if you made the argument that you questioning how whatever I am, black, Hispanic, you questioning me is racist. That's white supremacy. They would A, wet their pants, and B, say, here's your scholarship.
Well, since it's based on ethnicity or race or whatever you're going to call it instead of where you're from, I mean, couldn't you be from Iraq and see, but all my parents, everybody, my family's from Egypt just two generations ago, so we see ourselves as Egyptian. I mean, who's going to challenge you on that?
Right. Well, and if the definitions are as ridiculously imprecise as we've been describing here, yeah, a case like that. I was born while my dad was in the service, happened to be in Italy. If he had been in Japan and I had spent the first 3 years of my life in Japan as opposed to Italy, could I pass myself off as Asian?
I suppose. Well, with what you just read, you could.
I suppose. Or I got an idea. How about we just treat everybody right? Treat them all equally. Give everybody their human and American rights and just move on.
Make sure nobody's being discriminated against, including white, just regular white people. And and move on. Exactly.
There, we solved it.
Pretty easily. You can weigh in on this text line, 415-295-KFTC.
It's simple. They love each other.
Muchas gracias.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Mother's Day is coming, and Mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get Mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get Mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So instead of getting mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit BARTESIAN.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for mom at the best price for you. Artesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Some news from overseas. Ireland is set to have its youngest ever prime minister. Yep, he's just 37 years old. Meanwhile, in the U.S., all we want is a candidate who can cut his own meat. We're not asking for much. We're not asking for that much.
So a giant container ship bashed into a bridge in Baltimore, knocking it down, killing some people. Horrible. Could have been a lot worse. Happened in the middle of the night, and they called out a mayday because they lost control of the ship, and they were able to hold off some of the traffic. But anyway, the most recent federal inspection of the Francis Scott Key Bridge there in Baltimore, it had scored a 6 out of 10, which is considered fair.
Oof.
I feel like I want a higher score than 6 out of 10. I figure that's an F in math class or...
Yeah, I don't choose that hotel on my favorite app. 6 out of 10, I'm not going there.
Is that the standard? As long as you get a 60%, or again, an F in any other scoring system, it's good enough? Somebody texted earlier, and I'm sure they're true. You crash a, whatever it was, 400,000-ton ship into a bridge, every bridge in the world would fall down. So there's that. We got this text about Boeing. Speaking of quality. Now, I have no way to confirm this, right? But doesn't sound wacky. I retired for Boeing this year. Boeing's problems go deep into its culture. Their focus on DEI and other lefty political issues rather than its core competency of building airplanes. As an employee, we were subject to constant reminders of DEI. When I was on an interview panel, we were required to reject the most qualified candidate because he was a white male. The culture at Boeing absolutely sucks.
When I first ran into accounts like that, I was a little skeptical. We have gotten so many of those via text and email. First-person accounts, not my uncle's buddy just told him or anything like that. First-person accounts that said, no, we were told specifically that we have to look past quality and go with ratios,
and
quotas.
Just anecdotally, of people you've known that are interested in becoming engineers, how many of them are white males? Like, lots and lots of them?
Well, and the other thing, and nobody ever talks about this, so I will continue to. When you have programs that say, elevate a kid who can't possibly make it at a university to that university, or you get them a gig that they haven't really earned in a college, in a corporation, for instance. Well, as Thomas Sowell points out, number one, that makes everybody's achievement suspect. Because if you see somebody from a certain ethnic group, you don't know, did you get this on merit or didn't you? But the point I was going to make was that if you, that's like a numbing agent, a painkiller, that covers up the fact that we're not educating these kids when they're young. So the crooked school districts and the teachers' unions and apathetic parents or whatever societal problems are really at the root of these kids not being ready for college or not able to earn that job, those problems are never addressed. You're papering over it. It's the Band-Aid over the wound. You're putting a Band-Aid on it and then trying to solve it down the road. So I think it's doubly insidious if you actually care about, for instance, young black kids being prepared for education in the workplace.
On the Boeing story, if this is true, it's going to be really hard to get that story out because there'll be so much resistance to it.
Yes, in the media. It'll be fierce resistance.
Well, there'll be resistance within its own company, probably.
True.
Mm-hmm. They don't want it to go away, and they certainly don't want to blame DEI for their problems. But this will be worth keeping an eye on.
Armstrong and Getty.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive, with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.
Hey, guys. Back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.